We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Starting with some good news, our series is coming to a close. The bad news is that there's still half an hour to go. Sitting on my right, fighting hard to win, are Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. Sitting on my left, fighting hard to get out, are Barry Cryer and Graham Garvin. And finally, can I introduce you to a woman who is outstanding in many fields? And when it rains, her feet stay dry. Here she is, our Samantha. Let's head straight into our first round, which is wittily entitled Foreign Phrases. I will ask the team to translate phrases given to them in a foreign language. Taking into account the verbal dexterity of our teams, I think I could probably give them a few in English. Graham. Graham, here's one for you. Fiat Lux.
Fiat Lux. That's Latin for car wash. Okay.
Tim, here's one for you. Cannelloni al forno.
Al's fallen in the canal.
Barry Cryer. Magnum opus.
Magnum opus. It's Tom Selleck's Irish cat.
Willie, here's a good one for you. Requiescat in parkim.
Requiescat in parkim. It's Tom Selleck again. Our cat was totally ruined in the park.
I've got a feeling you've cleaned that up.
Most of the cat.
Right, we go around again. Graham, another one for you, Graham.
No.
Toujours la politesse.
If I'm not out in 2 days, send for a policewoman. Toujours la politesse.
Yeah, very good. Tim.
Very good.
Tim, c'est la guerre.
C'est la guerre. Jumble sale. C'est la guerre. C'est la...
That's good. That's good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Barry.
It's a bit like, I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. Actually.
Sang froid.
Sang froid. That's a cold song, as in I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
That's right.
Give us another example.
Willie Rushton, here's your foreign phrase.
Weeks ago.
Have a nice day.
He's now bugger off.
Well, here's the point in the show where, for the last time in this series, I shall give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be announcing at the end of the show. This week I'll be asking them for the late arrivals at the Doctor's Ball. The Doctor's Ball. Okay, teams, our next round is based on the world-famous game known and loved by millions, Cheddar Gorge. I'm going to say a word, and in turn each of the team members will say another word following on to make a sentence. I will stop the game by pressing my buzzer. When the whole thing reaches a hilarious climax or gets too dull for words. Let me start off the game. I'll start the game off and then, Barry, you'll continue. Here we go. Only.
My.
Trousers.
Are.
In.
The.
Cupboard.
This. Is.
My.
Cupboard.
Which window are you looking through?
Graham?
And this...
could...
well...
be... my...
other...
Carberry.
What
is
it
doing
next
in
line?
In what?
Next in line was the sequence.
Yeah, what is it doing next in line? I
ask you
swiftly.
I
don't want
to
say
which of
them
is
trouserful. However,
you
know
very well
that
my
trousers
are inflammable.
So,
be very careful.
Otherwise,
they explode.
You're
joking.
Oh, what fun. Let's try another one. I'm going to go first, and you, Tim. Reticule.
Said.
Jeffrey.
To.
His. Well-known.
Companion.
Myrtle.
The. Assumed.
Chief Constable.
Of. Merthyr. Tidfill.
Oh, that's thrown us off.
Town. Merthyr Tydfil Town.
Nevertheless, my
mother
used
to wear
helmet
and
she used
to
wear
reticules. But
she
gave up wearing
militaria
on the first
Wednesday
of Sexuagesima. Exclaimed
she
to the man
who
had arrived in
the
cupboard.
Having gone full circle, we'll now go on to a music round called Blues or Madrigal or Calypso. This is where each team has improvised a song, the members of the team singing alternate lines. The subject for the song will be provided by the other team, so as you can see, it's very difficult and demands complete silence from the audience. They must be used to that by now. Musical assistance will be provided by the man who thought that a semi-brief rest was something you use in snooker, Colin Sayre. Who wants to go first? Because it's the last show, you can choose. Who wants to sing first?
They do.
They do. Sense it.
Okay, will you give them a subject then?
Ian McCaskill.
Calypso. Ian McCaskill.
Oh, Ian McCaskill is a weatherman
who entertains you whenever he can.
He does a rain dance beyond compare.
As good as Ginger Rogers and Finn Astaire.
And from your position, well in the lead, will you give them a subject for their
Looking
song?
Back. Brian Gould.
Calypso or a blues or what?
Calypso.
Calypso.
What do you want?
Want a calypso?
What do you want?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Brown cool.
That's hard enough.
We said a calypso, Colin.
Labour's hopes lie with Mr. Brian Gould.
He sees the electorate is easily fooled. That's how the Tories won the last three.
So now whatever Maggie says is Labour policy.
We're going to play a round now called Headlines. I shall give the team a news story, and I'm going to ask them for appropriate headlines from various newspapers or the Daily Star. The news story is Richard III and the Princes in the Tower.
Topical.
Well, from the Times, there's a grave setback for youth opportunities scheme.
Banner headline in the Star. No more, it's a royal knockout.
Daily Mirror, mystery of Prince's disappearance. King says he has a hunch.
The Yorkshire Post. Yorkshire annihilate Lancashire. Also, Sporting Life. Richard III, Prince's II.
Times Educational Supplement, two vacancies at Gordonstown.
The Melody Maker says Rolf Harris to reissue Two Little Boys.
And the Telegraph, Royal Plan for Inner City Unemployed.
Same copy of the Telegraph and the Court Circular. Yesterday, His Majesty the King visited the Tower. No princes were involved.
The Sun, spot the princes in Wynnum Hetero.
There's another campaign in the Daily Mail. Ban these foam rubber pillows.
Sun, royal kids snuff it. Any more? Oh.
No.
Leave him wanting less, Hump.
Listen, I'm getting a bit fed up with all this. Let's have a game of... Let's have a game of Snap. Since we haven't any cards, just think of one and shout it out. Willie, you start.
Four of hearts.
Five of hearts.
Seven of spades.
Three of spades.
Jack of diamonds.
Queen of diamonds.
Queen of clubs.
Queen of hearts.
Ace of clubs.
Three of diamonds.
Four of diamonds.
Ace of diamonds.
Very odd, another ace of clubs.
Two of hearts.
Nine of clubs.
Five of clubs.
Five of clubs.
Oh! Who said snap? It's nothing to do with you, Tim.
I know.
Did you say snap?
No, I didn't
well
say
done.
Snap.
Well done. Give Barry a round of applause. Now, Barry, as you know, you collect all the cards that have been played now.
Yes.
Together.
And can you say them all in the same order?
Just to prove.
Right, starting with the first one.
Oh, seven no, of we... spades. Seven of spades.
Seven of spades. Oh, that's right.
Paranormal messages.
Five of clubs.
Six of diamonds.
In the wardrobe. Ace of diamonds.
Ace of hearts.
Five of clubs.
Did you bring your own pack?
Five of clubs.
Five of clubs snap.
Hey, listen, let's play limericks.
Oh, let's play.
I'd rather play snap.
I'm going to give it to you. I'll give the team a first line of a limerick, and then they'll have to make up the rest of the line with a line each. Right. Here's, Graham, here's your first line. Michael Jackson's a bit of a card.
I'll say that again. Love.
Ace of spades.
Okay, Michael Jackson's a bit of a card.
Michael Jackson's a bit of a card.
Snap.
Oh, sorry.
Right, we're going to play now, Humph.
Colin Sell could play light music, perhaps.
This is a round called Limericks.
Repetition.
Challenge. Challenge from Graham Garden.
Michael Jackson's a bit of a card. Every bit of himself he'll discard.
He's rebuilt his face.
From all over the place.
Now his buttocks are terribly scarred.
Okay, here's a line for you, Tim. Barry Manilow's rather a freak.
Queen of... No, sorry. Barry Manilow's rather a freak. Some say he's well past his peak. Some say.
On one of his shows...
He unblocked his nose.
I heard it on Pick of the Week.
Okay, Barry, your turn. Geoffrey Howe's in a bit of a tiz.
Since I found some French drawers that were his.
He claims that he's butch.
He protesteth too much.
He says that he isn't.
He is.
Only joking, Jeff.
Here's one for you, Willie. Oh, dear. There was a young lady called Chuck.
Sorry, hon, could you repeat that?
Young lady. There was a young lady called Chuck. And we're all wishing Barry good luck.
T'was an old merchant banker.
Who finally sank her.
With a highly trained Muscovy duck.
Right. Now we're going to move on swiftly to a round called Word for Word, where the last word said must not connect with the one being said at the time. The other team's challenge if they... excuse me, I've got a problem.
Better than a toad in a hole.
No, it's word for word. The last word said... Do you detect a kind of end of term?
Yes.
We're going to move on to a round called Word for Word, where the last word said must not connect with the one being said at the time. The other team may challenge if they think there's a connection. Barry and Graham, will you start?
Snap.
Plinth.
Place.
Challenge from Tim.
Is it my place? You couldn't hear over here. About 3:15.
Your place or mine?
Speak up, Barry.
Your place or mine? Was that P-L-I-A-I-C, the fish? or that terrible place you live?
However you care to take right, it. Fine. This is radio.
Right, fine. Not Hatch End in a fish.
If we can take it anywhere we like, then it definitely has the connection with the other one.
Yes.
Which other one?
The fish
his
on the
first,
plinth.
That's, the yeah. plinth.
The plinth in the place.
It is a plinth fish. Is in the tower, wasn't it?
It's called a...
That's right. Very good challenge, Stephen.
Thank
very
you very
excellent
much.
Challenge.
Humphrey.
So will you take it up now?
God bless the Prince of Wales.
Tim, come on.
Frog.
Sandwich.
Challenge there from Graham Garden.
Well, I saw him eating one before the show.
When he managed to catch it.
Were you eating one before the show?
No.
You got a sandwich there. And hopped to it.
Well, it was you that had it on your throat, Humps.
Okay, carry on, Tim.
Hole.
Time.
Gentlemen.
Please.
That's all right.
Into?
Wardrobe.
Maud.
Said?
Cannelloni.
Wow.
Word.
Passing.
Yorkshire.
On.
Paper.
Mildly.
Audience.
Very.
Challenge from Graham.
Mildly audience. The audience are mildly amused. I think connection between those two words.
Right, carry on. I'll accept
although
that
I may be exaggerating.
That was about as mild as you can get.
Graham, continue the game, please.
Oh, right. Palm.
Totem.
Pen.
Wick.
Whale.
Skirt.
Burgeoning.
Extrapolating.
Challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor.
This is deviation. I can feel it.
This burgeoning. I can't touch you for it.
But it is one of the rules. It's deviation. The burgeoning skirt, having a whale of a time.
Extrapolating.
And then extrapolating.
I think you've got a point there.
There are people in lay-bys now, quivering.
Yes. Yeah. Jeffrey will be writing a novel about it.
Using the word
Cain and Mabel.
We have a choice between going on with this game or continuing to the next one, which is called Sounds Peculiar. I'm going to be playing a few bizarre sound effects, and I want the team to tell me what they are. The winner will receive a round of applause. Tim, here's your sound.
I recognise the scream. That's Princess Michael of Kent. And so that was music stopping, people running about and starting again. So it's obviously Windsor, the royal family at Christmas playing musical Thrones. Yeah. Sounds like it.
Willie, here's a sound for you.
That's Derek Jameson's answering machine.
What worried me, I could recognise what he was saying. There's no call for
Graham
it.
Graham Garden, here's your sound.
Was Nigel Rees working on his latest book.
Here's your sound, Adam.
Oh! Ah! Oh-ho!
That's His Holiness the Pope trying to kiss the tarmac before the plane's even
And so, with only a few seconds of the series remaining and Samantha in a frenzy, it's time for me to ask our teams to announce their late arrival at the Doctor's Ball.
From Ireland, will you welcome...
Never again.
Dermot... Dermatologist? Microsurgery? Aim on the sick list. And Sean Potts.
I think that's ruled it out for all of us.
Our announcer's not too pleased either.
Would you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Sthetic, and their daughter Anna Sthetic, and her auntie Septic.
From Wales, God, it's Diagnosis. Windy Tom and Morgan Transplant.
From somewhere in Scandinavia, and it doesn't really matter where, Lars Toplast. With any luck, maybe persuade the singers, Ole, I am a Band-Aid. Ole, I am a Band-Aid.
And his pet hippo, Craticoth.
Oh, there's Suppository. He's going up in the world.
Registrar, disinfectant.
Oh, there's Dr. Watson, nursing Holmes. What's the trouble, Holmes? Elementary, my dear Watson.
Here come the appliances. Her son, who is related, of course, to the doctor himself, is Sir Jekyll of Plants.
And his collie Wobbles.
Don't leave those aspirins near the birdcage, the paracetamol. Someone's just caught a streptomouse. That trap you catch streptomycin. Mouse to mouse immediately.
And there's Mr. and Mrs. Amenema. And their son Barry Amenema. And there's cirrhosis of the liver.
With Prince Sir Jerry Hours and prophylactic.
I like George Willis.
Mr. and Mrs. Royds over there.
Emma? Welcome, Emma, yeah.
With their friend, Farmer Giles. Mr. and Mrs. Zines in the waiting room, and their 10-year-old Maggie Zines in the waiting room.
Oh, it's cabaret time.
Oh, dear, no, it
Dame Kiriopodist. And some Tunisian balancers. They're a sort of aphrodisiac. Please. Well, there's a canary that does impressions.
What?
Canary that does impressions of
a canary
doctors.
That does impressions of doctors.
A canary that does impressions of a doctor. Sort of chirpy, chirpy, jeepy, jeepy.
Very hard to express the feeling of sadness. Comes over us all when we think that this is the end of our series. And we hope to see you again, but from all of us now, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, and Colin Sell was setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Spencer.